Good morning, and welcome to the GeoPark Limited conference call following the results announcement of the third quarter ended September 30th, 2015. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please call Grayling in New York at +1-646-284-9400, and we will have one sent to you. Alternatively, you may obtain a copy of the release at the Investor Support section on the company's corporate website at www.geopark.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by dialing in on the numbers provided in the press release or by accessing the webcast in the Investor Support section of the GeoPark corporate website. Before we continue, please note that certain statements contained in the results release and on this conference call are forward-looking statements rather than historical facts and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described. With respect to such forward-looking statements, the company seeks protections afforded by the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These risks include a variety of factors, including competitive developments and risk factors listed from time to time in the company's SEC reports and public releases. Those lists are intended to identify certain principal factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements, but are not intended to represent a complete list of the company's business. All financial figures included herein were prepared in accordance with IFRS and are stated in U.S. dollars unless otherwise noted. Reserves figures correspond to PRMS standards. On the call today from GeoPark is James F. Park, Chief Executive Officer, Augusto Zubillaga, Chief Operating Officer, Guillermo Portnoy, Finance Director, Pablo Ducci, Capital Markets Director, and Dolores Santamarina, Investor Manager. Now I will turn the call over to Mr. James Park. Mr. Park, you may begin.
Thank you and good morning. GeoPark moved decisively at the end of 2014 to adjust to a sustained period of low oil prices, which enabled us to adapt quickly to the new industry environment, find ways to continue achieving both organic and inorganic growth, and keep pushing forward with our long-term business plan. GeoPark has a unique five-country, self-funding, and asset-rich platform in Latin America, a region with big hydrocarbon opportunity, an attractive business environment, and very little competition. Our long-term objective is to build a leading independent in the region, and both our team and business model have been proven by our consistent track record of growing production, reserves, and cash flow every year for the last 9 years. To capture the full value chain of our business, GeoPark has developed distinct capabilities as an explorer, an operator, and a consolidator, which can be seen in our results during this third quarter. As explorers, we were back to finding oil with a drill bit with the discovery of two new oil fields, Jacana and Chachalaca, both in our operated Llanos 34 block in Colombia. Jacana is the third pool discovery along the prolific 15-kilometer-long Tigana-Tilo fault trend. A successful appraisal well, Jacana 2, has already been drilled and put on stream, as well as a new successful appraisal well on the Tilo field. This three-pool productive trend is already producing over 18,000 barrels per day gross from 13 wells, with a significant development opportunity to drill many new low-risk, low-cost, and high-economic return wells. Chachalaca is a new discovery in the northwestern part of the block, which will add production and further extend and secure our exploitation acreage. Throughout the turbulence of 2015, GeoPark has been able to demonstrate continuous production and reserve growth in Colombia, with operated production growing by over 50% since January 1. And considering all GeoPark country business units, we are today at a record production level of over 23,000 barrels per day. As operators, our team restructured our operations to deliver important cost savings and both reduced and refocused our capital investments. OPEX is down 56%, CAPEX has been reduced by 75%, and drilling costs reduced by over 25%. These actions, matched with the quality and diversity of our asset base, mean 85% of our production is profitable at $25 to $30 oil prices, and with more improvements coming. Consequently, our balance sheet has been kept strong and our cash safe, with over $90 million in the bank, while still investing in projects that will ensure our long-term growth. These investments have included new drilling in Colombia, the new compression plant in Brazil to ensure full development of the Manatee gas field, and the new Aje gas field development and treatment plant, representing a new oil field technology introduced to Chile. As consolidators, we've also been able to continue adding to our large portfolio of assets in low-risk, proven hydrocarbon basins across Latin America. We continue to identify new opportunities, and in the latest bid round in Brazil, we acquired four new attractive blocks at good terms in the Potiguar and Recôncavo basins, complementary to other GeoPark assets. Regarding 2016, we are currently carrying out our capital allocation exercise to build our 2016 work program and budget. We believe this is one of GeoPark's differentiating strengths, whereby we have the opportunity to review and select from a wide range of projects generated by each business unit team with different returns, risks, sizes, timelines, and geographies. This ensures that our capital always can be directed to our top shareholder value-adding projects after ranking them on economic, technical, and strategic criteria. It also makes us comfortable in volatile environments by being able to easily add or subtract projects depending on oil prices and project performance. In our preliminary conservative 2016 scenarios, where we use a $40 base oil price and $50 to $60 million in capital expenditures, we are targeting production growth of at least 10 to 15%. We will advise our complete 2016 program next month. During this capital allocation exercise, we also get to live and share in the culture, creativity, and drive of the GeoPark team in each independent business unit, and which again and again has proven to be our most resilient and important asset. Our executive team is here with me today, Zubi, Pablo, Guillermo, and Dolores. So let's please open up now for any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star key. Once again, that is star 1 to register your questions at this time. We do ask that if you are on speakerphone that you please pick up your handset while asking your question for the best sound quality. Our first question is coming from Diego Mendez of Itu. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, hi, good morning. Also, Jim, you mentioned in your last statement the CAPEX that you intend to invest in the next year. If you could just repeat to us what is the numbers, and also from where do you believe the 10 to 15% yearly growth will come from? The second question is related to the possible investments in Mexico, if you guys are still looking to participate in the round 1.3 or 1.5. And the third and last question is regarding costs, if you believe there is much more room to cut costs from where you are today. Thank you.
Hi, Diego. This is Paulo, and thanks for your question. I'm going to start giving some guidance on the work program for 2016. Our idea is to work in a three-phase scenario of prices of $40, $50, and $65 per barrel throughout 2016. Our base case and the one presented by Jim and his words is the one at $40 that considers a production growth of around 10 to 50% coming from Colombia and Chile, development wealth in both of the assets that we have there, and with an investment that is going to be in the same level that the one that we have this year in 2015, so between $60 million or less than that. Then I'm going to take the last part of your question regarding cost. We are constantly working and improve our costs. We have been able to success quarter over quarter on that. Our team in each business unit has a focus throughout the 2015 and throughout the different quarters. So we expect to be able to still have some improvements in our cost structures for the following quarters.
With respect to Mexico, yes, we're working in Mexico. You know, we've approached that in three different, we have three different directions. One is directly to work with Pemex on some of the properties that they own and direct joint ventures. Two is on some of the contract migrations, the existing service contracts that are being migrated over. And three are in the bid rounds. And so there is a bid round upcoming in December of this year, and we expect to be making a bid in that round.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from Gavin Wiley of Scotiabank. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Just two quick questions. The first one is, after the Tilo 2 and the Jacana 2 well results, how are you looking at those structures as it relates to potential combined trap against Tigana, or are you starting to view those as separate structures? And if so separate, could you give us a sense of maybe what the aerial extent would be and how that would compare to some of the other discoveries you've had on the block, i.e. Tua or something of that nature? And then the second question is just as it relates to your base program for 2016, when do you return back to Block 34 and begin additional appraisal and or exploration drilling? And how many wells do you foresee in 2016 on Block 34?
Okay, Gavin, good morning. I'm Subi, how are you? So as you mentioned, we drilled the second well in Jacana 2, and both wells, they're producing right now 4,000 barrels of oil per day. So going to your question, we don't know yet if they're connected with Tigana or not. The same thing happened in Tito, so we are restarting and reassessing our seismic. So until now, we don't know if they connected or not. Anyway, we can estimate that the reserve size in the Jacana could be the average of Llanos 34 block. So we are very happy and excited of the Jacana discovery.
Regarding the program in 2016, our idea is to develop and have some more exploration on that block. In the base case work program, preliminarily, we are estimating 3 to 4 new wells on that block at prices of 40, and considering one out of those four wells an exploration well. So there's going to be 3 development or appraisal wells and 1 exploration in the Llanos 34, and the idea is to start drilling again the first quarter of next year.
Okay, that's great. To go back to the Jacana comment that you made, so as an independent structure, Jacana you think would be somewhere in that 10 to maybe 12 million barrel a day range, given that that's kind of been the average for the 34 block. Is that kind of a fair characterization?
Yes, maybe more. You know, we had the reconciliation meeting with the Goyden and Magnotton during December, so we will have the final certified reserves in March, so we may expect more than 15, between 15 to 20 million barrels, if I can add.
Perfect. Nice work. Thank you.
Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Our next question is coming from Felipe Santos of J.P. Morgan. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, Jim and Pablo. How are you? Just one question. It's a follow-up of my question before. In case of entering into Mexico and bidding there, how do you think, how do you plan to finance the acquisition and finance the exploration program there? And the second question is, could you detail a little bit more on the strategy going forward for selling the output of the company at the wellhead? Thank you.
Hi, Felipe. Thank you. This is Pablo. Taking your question first in Mexico and in every acquisition or inorganic growth that we have been developing in throughout the Geopark story, we have been able to find different ways to fund that inorganic growth, not only with our own resources, but also with strategic partnerships that we have been able to develop. Currently in Mexico, we have already some partnerships with one of our shareholders, the IFC, from the World Bank, and also with LG, to see opportunities in these three possibilities that Jim explained before. Besides that, we are also in conversations with local partners to be able to have the flavor and more color on what's happened there and a local partner. Those conversations have been developed throughout the year, and we expect to, in case we do an offer for an area, to do it in that way with a strong group of partners, being one of those partners. Regarding the strategy on selling at the wellhead, there has been a change, as you might have been seeing throughout the quarter, in which we have been moving from selling probably 50% at the wellhead through 98% through the wellhead the last quarter for different reasons, mainly the devaluation on the current currency in Colombia is helping us to make every time more attractive the economics of selling at the wellhead. That means that we are increasing our margins using this strategy and getting better EBITDA. If you see that alternative of commercialization, we are getting a lower realization price, but also a zero transportation cost in our selling expenses. So in our margins, you're going to see some increase due to the strategy. What you can expect for the incoming quarter is to pursue this strategy, to go through the wellhead at least the last quarter of 2016, and then to get some improvement in some commercial discussions that we are pursuing there. The other advantage of this methodology is that selling at the wellhead generates an advantage in our working capital. When you track or transport through pipeline to the coast, you have 15 days of inventories that you have to take care. In this case, you gain those 50 days because you receive the payment when you sell at the wellhead.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register any questions at this time. Our next question is coming from Chris DiCiario of Marathon Asset Management. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, hi, good morning. So I think you just answered one of my questions, which was sort of what were the major factors driving the positive cash from working capital in the quarter, and is that because of the increasing percentage of sales at the wellhead, or were there other factors?
Mainly it was that, yeah.
Mainly that, okay. And is that so? for the coming quarter and into next year, what are you expecting in terms of cash use or from working capital?
Well, the idea of our cash position, as we mentioned at the beginning of the year, is to end with to protect our cash. We expect to end the year with levels a little bit lower than the ones that we reported during this quarter, mainly for the activities that we pursued during the fourth quarter, and maintain that through the long term. So we are in all the focus of our work program is on a cash preservation mode that we want to maintain at the company.
Right. Okay. And what is current the current daily production rate now that you've done all this drilling? So where are you today in terms of daily production?
As you probably read on our release, currently we are over 23,000 barrels, which is mainly due to the put in production of the wells of the new fields that we covered that you mentioned, Hakana and Chachalaca, but also the appraisal wells that we drilled in Colombia, in the case of Colombia. Also in the case of Chile, we put in production our gas field H with a new gas treatment plant that we put in there, and also increased the level of production in Chile over 1,000 barrels of oil equivalent, and it's going to be stable for the next couple of quarters. So we're going to have a production over the quarter that is going to be over the 23,000 barrels.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. We're showing no additional questions at this time. This does conclude today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and have a wonderful day.